Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has proclaimed the winner that happened early today for Sunday's election that ushers in a governmental system granting the president sweeping new powers, which critics say will erode Turkey's democracy. Unexpectedly strong showing for his nationalist party, the MHP, could give Erdogan a stable parliamentary majority. Aaron Stein is a Turkish analyst with the Atlantic Council.
Defying all expectations, and what I would say is the story of this election, is that his coalition partner, the MHP, the far-right nationalist, got 11% of the vote, where they had been polling around 5% before the polls opened.
Meanwhile, the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party, or the HDP, received 11% of the vote, above that threshold needed to be seated in parliament. The election was held under a state of emergency that has been repeatedly renewed following the 2016 failed coup that critics say Erdogan has used to quell dissent. The opposition has not yet conceded this election. Zimbabwean authorities have ruled out delaying next month's election despite a bomb blast at a ruling party rally that wounded 49 people. Charity Taramba is the assistant commissioner for Zimbabwe's police.
The Zimbabwe Republic Police is appealing for more information to aid the ongoing inquiries.
Vice President Constantino Chiwenga was among those hurt. He called the blast an act of terrorism. Protests continuing over separating detained children and their illegal parents along the U.S. southern border. President Trump reversed the decision last week, saying it is a good issue for the fall election to remain Republican control of Congress over the Democrats. This is VOA News.